download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is June 19th, Garfield the Cat Day. It's the anniversary of Garfield's cartoon debut in 1978. That makes Garfield more than 200 years old in human years, proving the secret to longevity is plenty of sleep and lots of lasagna. Long live Garfield the Cat Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's Ford.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The House approving a spending bill that renews the Hyde Amendment, banning the use of federal funds for abortion.
It is a plank of the Democratic Party to repeal Hyde and make sure that low-income women also are able to access the health care they need and deserve.
Democrat Catherine Clark. Environmental groups planning to challenge the Trump administration's rollback of an effort limiting emissions from coal-fired power plants.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says coal-fired power plants are essential to the power grid and Americans want reliable energy they can afford. The Trump administration is also considering rolling back vehicle mileage standards put in place during the previous administration.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 38 points, the Nasdaq gaining 33, and the S&P 500 adding 9. This is Fox News.
And today, Obama's taking credit for that economy, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I said!
Get it out of my system. Have some toast.
All around the country and coast to coast.
People always say, what do you like most?
I don't want to brag, I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Oh,
oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
Joey.
Mike Grant, paging Mike Grant. Call 396-5477. Again, Mike Grant, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. It's appraised at 10 grand. It's amazing. What a prize. So Mike Grant, call 396-5477 for your chance to win. Call within the hour. You've been paged.
Mike Grant, 396-5477. It's 4:06. And this Wednesday, we are blessed to enjoy the company of Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, together.
Together, at last.
I know. I was out of town. I was on vacation.
Oh, you know.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just say this real quick, and I will be brief. Dana was not on vacation. Dana I'm giving you a little shout out here. Thanks. Every year, Dana goes to Camp Rising Sun. It's a camp that she can go more into detail with. It's in Mississippi every year. And she volunteers her time for a week with these kids. We plan for it. We know she's going. But it is by no means a vacation. It's a camp with an amazing cause. And she donates her time every year and volunteers. So she was on vacation a couple weeks ago. That was a vacation. Sure. But this was like her giving back to a camp that is very fond to her heart.
So we are Camp Rising Sun. We're a camp for kids with cancer in Columbus, Mississippi. We serve campers from ages 6 to 16 who are currently going through treatment or who have gone through treatment. We can handle any stage, any stage of treatment. We can provide for them. We have a nurse, we have nurses and we have a doctor. And it's just a chance for them to get to be normal kids and have a normal summer camp experience.
That's awesome.
Isn't it cool? She does that every year.
So, yes, I'm like the old counselor now. So, I've been doing it for I guess, 14, give or take, years.
That's awesome.
But it is. It's awesome. Really fun. And if y'all are friends with me on Facebook, you'll see all my pictures.
Miss Jacqueline, have you ever heard of the Ann Stork Center in Fort Lauderdale?
I don't think so.
That's great that you do that, but I remember one time for a Christmas thing, I did use my stupid money for good things once in a while. I chartered a couple of buses, arranged for catering, and just asked for volunteers to go down to one of the public nursing homes in Dade County and visit the senior folks just before Christmas. And I had to go into a stairwell and just lose it because as good as I felt about doing it, the reality of so many people, they got their kids' pictures on their nightstand and they're telling you, well, he hasn't called me in 20 years because he's this and that. Oh, my God. And you don't realize, we most of us are blessed to live in a world with some level of family.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just abandoned in these big cinder block buildings that were...
But I think that makes it more worth it when you change their circumstances that much.
Isn't it
hard? I mean, when you bring them up so much.
But isn't that hard to...
Yeah, we lost a couple campers this past year, and that was tough. We lose one every now and then. But it's a place where they can come, and I was in the cabin, and they were, comparing port scars. They can't do that anywhere else. They can't talk about all those scars anywhere else. They can't, and it's so normal. It's just
sort of
a normal.
Chemo-in.
Yeah, it's actually it's up here on your chest, around your collarbone, and a lot of the kids walk around with those port scars. Because that's how you take chemo. And so, it's just they went from talking about boys to talking about port scars, and it's no transition, it's perfectly normal, and it's a place for them to, be able to relax and have a normal summer camp experiences with people who have also had that shared experience.
I support the Shriners every month. And I love the newsletter, and they always feature a patient and some achievement that they've... But what you get is an immediate perspective on whatever little issue is you're allowing or empowering to turn your own life inside out. They're like an instant fix.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is I do... We do this for a week every year, but it is kind of like a retreat. I mean, it's positivity all week long, and it's hard to have that in the world these days, go for a week somewhere and have positivity 24/7.
And they do a lot of fun things, I am friends with Dana on Facebook, so I get to see, they did archery, and they have water stuff, and they do fun, what is it, it's like a dance night thing every year. There's a different theme.
We have a dance every Thursday night, and then
I never get invited. By the way,
always invited. And then we have a talent show where all the kids can get up and if they want to. But every cabin has a skit, and we have a talent show.
What was your talent, Dana?
Actually, I got pulled up, and let me say this: whenever you're pulled from the audience for a skit at camp, and there's a tarp on the floor,
never.
Things are going down. but you know, we have a good time, and at the end of the talent show, it's terrible and heartbreaking, but it's so good that we have two guys who sing Angels Among Us.
Stop.
I know. Yeah.
Tears.
I know.
Oh, get it together, Greg.
But it is. It's really good.
I have pharyngitis. Awesome. I'm in a weakened condition.
Oh, come on.
Oh, your sore throat's bothering you?
I remember one year you guys did...
My daughter's was it like
It wasn't like Candyland or something, but it was like...
It was a Candyland theme. It was a Willy Wonka theme.
And then you had... This year was, what, the universe, space?
Out of This World.
What was last year?
We've had...
I know you have repeats.
We had a Mexican theme once.
It's called a fiesta, Dana.
They had like little mustaches, little stickers.
I have that costume at my house right now. Sombrero, poncho, and everything.
It was. And we've had, you know, Mission Impossible, where everybody wears camo, which, you know, we're a camp in Mississippi, but... So, obviously, everyone has camo.
I can address a smoldering resentment with you that's been lingering since... Friday, May 17th, when you were here last time, which I think was the 16th of May, we were talking about Ariel, Mississippi and stuff
like that.
And it just so happened that it was on that night, and I texted you. It's on at 7 and 10 on Smithsonian Channel.
Did she respond back to your
Jacqueline
text?
Jacqueline will tell you.
No.
She's super bad.
I
will text her, like, vitally important things sometimes, and I'm like, hello. Hello?
I think I had Rotary that night, actually. I was leading a Rotary meeting, I think, when I got the text. So that was...
I just was trying to impress you. I was paying attention.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I'm learning more about Mississippi.
Don't be offended if Dana doesn't respond back.
Thank you.
Within days. Sometimes you just have to wait till the next morning and try again.
By the way, Mississippi finished just ahead of Alabama. These state lists that come out, we always are like neck and neck for the worst. Sometimes West Virginia will... sneak in a victory as the worst, but when it came to fun states, we finished just behind Mississippi. I got the list in here somewhere and pull it out. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the house with us on News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV. We're heading to Baumhauer's after the show. I guess you guys are probably busy.
I am a single mom this week, so I have baby duty.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to bebop out of here and pick up the little one and then hopefully get our dog by 6 o'clock because I just got back into town.
That dog sucks.
It does.
By the way.
But it's mine, and I love him.
Leave him there.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a Coton de Tulure. Yeah, it's a really expensive white foo-foo dog that I got... before I was married and had a baby, and
it was in a weird time in your life. It was a time of desperation where you were willing to spend that much money on a dog.
It was a very emotional time
with this brain the size of a walnut.
Literally, like a velociraptor, probably has more intelligence than my dog.
Well, before you go that far, have him meet my dog Briscoe. They may, you know.
No, my dog's horrible, Greg. Like, it's bad. Like, he's untrainable. And I don't need anybody calling in here and being like, no, all dogs are trainable. No, I promise you, we've tried twice. Like, I don't have the patience for it anymore.
You ever used a professional?
Yes. And I physically took him to classes twice. And I'm not doing this anymore. Like,
he's just a lost cause.
He is. And so I love him, but I have to pick him up by 6 o'clock because he has been at camp since Saturday morning, and it's time.
Speaking of at camp, isn't it amazing how occasional cortex has stirred the pot with her concentration camp comparison?
Now that's a hell of a segue, Greg.
Yeah, whoa. My dog is not at a dog concentration camp. He is literally at the vet being very well taken care of and given food and water.
And I don't see anything about this anywhere on Drudge. Drudge is fixed. The rig is in.
It is rare that I hate someone as much as Greg does, okay? But I cannot stand her.
She's so stupid.
She is such an idiot. And, like, how we give people that are that stupid power, I just don't understand.
It's called democracy.
Joey, popular.
When Joey was in New York for
his brother's
wedding.
She's not even that hot.
He had an Uber driver that was from her district.
Yeah, he was like a little Jewish guy from the Bronx. Looked just like Bernie Sanders. And when I got in the Uber with him. He had Michael Savage, of all people, on. I'm like, okay, you listen to conservatives. He's like, well, I disagree with 99% of what he says, but he's got a unique, you know, perspective on things. And I'm actually from AOC's district, that Alexandria something. And then while the guy's driving us, this has nothing to do with politics, his phone rings, he puts it on speaker, and it's his wife. Did you talk to my mother? He's now, why would I talk to your mother? Just don't talk to my mother. I want to talk to her, don't you? I'm like, what is this Uber drive? But yeah, dude lived in AOC's district, apparently liked her, and was all about her.
I mean, that's what I just don't understand.
Is he still like her and all about her, or has he like come to, you know, the realization that like she's useless?
No, I mean, and you know, very useful from his perspective. And he's very progressive, liberal, whatever.
All the candidates want like, they're clamoring for her endorsement, and I'm like, how do we give her someone?
She's an idiot.
That dumb. That much pull. Like, how do we do that?
They go to a greater length to protect her.
Greg, when we run for office, are you going to vote for us?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
she's... It's a package deal, ladies and gentlemen.
I think she's very, very dumb, but I don't think she's said the dumbest things people have said in Congress.
We have a concentration camp at the borders,
Jay. Hank Johnson of Georgia asked the Army Corps of Engineers, if we put too many troops on the island of Guam, is it going to tip over?
Okay, That's fair.
We've had idiots in Congress for decades.
Yeah, but she says every time she opens her mouth, it's something
I agree.
Idiotic. Right. And she screwed her district with that Amazon situation.
Oh, yeah, and they still want her? Like that's why your guy's driving an Uber car and not working.
No, I like driving
living.
Uber. I like getting into the upstate, taking people away from the city.
At the end of the day, it's all about the Benjamins. And if you can't bring your district money, then you are useless. Like, nobody wants your feel-good politics unless people have jobs.
Oh, no, that with her, it's jobs with dignity and justice. What does that mean?
She doesn't know what that means.
She can't even do her job with dignity, Greg. She's an idiot.
That's true.
Like, she looks good in a white cape dress.
Okay,
like,
I will say that.
It was a really cute Zara dress. Yeah, but still, that was nobody's mentioning Melania and how awesome she looked.
I did dig the white cape look, though.
Melania is a goddess. But the media spends very little time because they spend so much time blowing smoke up Obama's ass that he should be under EPA regulation. That's what I say. It's 418 Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Have you had your mid-month electric bill arrive yet?
Budget billing, so it doesn't really fluctuate.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't do that. I instead prefer the drama. I like getting
the suspense of what's it going to be this month.
What was yours this month? Like four or something?
Four, almost 4.8.
Mine was 317.
Mine was 300.
Okay, yeah. Mine was 185.
Well, the budget billing, there you go.
Maybe you have a more energy efficient system in your home. Ours isn't that old.
At our place, it was straight up the air conditioning. We didn't change any other behavior. It was just the AC.
Like, I keep my house on 68 year round.
68?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dana and I are like,
I love it cold, but 72 at
my house. No. I keep my house, like, if I put my air up to 70, it's like below freezing outside.
But you know, 68 can feel different in like different spots, you know, and like different houses, depending on like the sunlight and the airflow. I'm just saying, like, 68 at one house can feel cold, but
like in the winter, if I don't use a lot of stuff, my power bill sometimes is like less than $100.
I guess I was totally surprised. We had to have the filter clean, and there was a sludgy substance in it, so I think we were running slightly inefficiently. We'll see how it turns out next month. But the best way to guarantee your lowered electric costs and a system that runs efficiently is to partner up with Clark's at 277-2125. Join their club. In this kind of weather, if something breaks, you want to know somebody is on the way. You don't want to hear tomorrow or the day after. You want to hear we're on the way, and that's what you get as a Clark's Club member. For $159, they do their best to avoid any type of breakdown with two annual tune-ups to your system. When it comes to plumbers, why they're so talented, they could all be on the Ed Sullivan Show. Really, they
nice.
Are. They're great. They know what they're doing, and they're very entertaining. And Ed, bring on the plumbers from Clark.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act.
See what I mean? I mean, that's they deserve that kind of buildup because they're really the best at what they do. So trust the comfort and infrastructure of your home and the protection of you and your family to the best in the business. Outstanding human beings, too, by the way. Well, by teaming up with Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Traffic news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, News Talk 93.1 FM. Any questions, by the way, in the realm of divorce, custody, etc., or if you just want their opinion on anything? I mean, it's fun to have them hanging out with us on this Wednesday afternoon.
Montgomery Skywatch making it through our 4 o'clock hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of hassles for you. If you're on the boulevard, just be careful around the intersections. The 31s all look pretty good this afternoon, and there are no problems on the interstates. There is a big traffic jam on Taylor Road starting about Atlanta Highway and rolling all the way out to Vaughan Road, so be careful in that area. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Butler County authorities have arrested four teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested four teenagers ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a few hefty storms roaming around out there. They're random, but they will fade out later tonight. Very humid. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon and evening. Some of the storms, I think, could be quite strong with damaging wind gusts possible. I think there'll be a few severe thunderstorm warnings tomorrow, and our weather app will instantly alert you for a watcher warning for your location because it knows where you are. So get it today. Go to the app store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow's high 92. Not quite as many storms around on Friday, and then only widely scattered storms over the weekend with highs in the middle 90s. It's going to be hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
I need the collective persuasive powers of Dana Duncan and Jacqueline Tomlinson to get Joey to sit still for this week's Barney the Dinosaur.
You.
I don't know if I can sit still for this week's Barney the Dinosaur.
What's the topic?
Cosmetics.
Like makeup?
I don't know. I just load them into the system so they're ready
just
for you.
Play the damn thing already.
For you and everybody else who's a member of Generation.
Joey.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about cosmetics. You want some makeup on your face, you put mom's lipstick on it, then you start to play with cans of hairspray. Now you are afraid cosmetics make you vomit. Kids are headed for the hospital in growing numbers because they play with cosmetics. Oh, that lip gloss and concealer smell real good. So you think that they are just some other food. Your parents throw you in the car, family road trip to the ER, cause you drink nail polish remover like a fool. Well, at least if you're playing with cosmetics, you'll look beautiful for the doctors and nurses. Barney loves you.
Well, that wasn't so bad, was it?
They're all bad, Greg.
Yeah. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thanks for the honesty.
You're welcome. They're all
Jake
bad.
Quellen.
Yeah, that was Jake Quellen with that instant wisdom. They're all bad.
Does anybody out there really enjoy those? Or does Greg enjoy those?
Greg enjoys torturing me.
You're going to leave Greg in tears.
You watch. These lines will light up with people who look forward to those every week.
Yeah.
As no lines light up.
Well, the delay, I mean, it takes...
There's a 20-second delay, Dana.
And if I'm getting no response on something I really want response on, then I just pretend the delay is a lot longer than it really is.
Just start giving something away.
No lines line up, Greg.
Oh, this was the thing I was telling you about earlier. The 10 states for the best and worst road trips, summer road trips. And... we managed to finish. Alabama was 49th, just ahead of Montana, and just behind Mississippi at number 48.
Mississippi was, I would agree with that. Mississippi is not a great place for a road trip. That's fair.
I think Alabama is, though. I mean, especially if you drive on the...
If you don't stop, yeah, it's not bad.
I've driven to Anniston several times to take the train... to Washington, and I love that drive. It's green, it's hilly, there's little towns like Sylacauga.
Yeah, but like, Greg, let's be honest with ourselves. So, if you drive through the state of Alabama at a good time of year, okay, it has to be the right time of year, because Alabama, the beautiful, is not so beautiful certain times of the year when, like, there isn't, like, pretty leaves on the trees or the leaves are changing colors. I mean, it can be pretty sad in the middle of the winter, like a good cold winter where it's depressing.
Well, almost any state north of...
No, like, not. Like, you can drive through a lot of places in the winter and it's absolutely beautiful, but here it's like... Wah, wah.
All right, we have some response.
To the Barney song?
I believe. Let's see what they have to say. Mate, you could be participating in a game-changing conversation here, because if people really hate these, like Joey and Jay Quellen and my dear friend Dana, say.
He's like waiting on a so he's on an objection.
What's your vote on this? Yay or nay?
I love the Barney, but some of them make me a little nervous. That, you know, but for the most part, they're hilarious. And I tell you what, I really miss, Greg, is I miss the old Walmart bit. Those things were hilarious.
We had some great Walmart bits from back in the day.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh. Yeah, they were so timely. Something would happen at Walmart and they would blind on it.
It's funny. When I used to say back in the day, I was referring to my time in Florida. Now when I say back in the day, I'm referring to my early days here.
It's the voice that just, I can't, and just, ooh, I just, I'm like, Lord. Ooh.
Thanks for the call, East. We do appreciate it. Don't forget, Bomb Hours tonight on the Boulevard right after the show. We hope you come and join us. I'll do my Barney impersonation for you live right there.
He will.
Glenn.
Yes, I love the Barney show. But I'd like two or three a day, maybe.
Can we have anybody call him that doesn't like him?
And we have so
what did I ever do to you, Glenn?
You're tainting the pool. Only call if you like them.
That's the thing. Can we get some real listeners out there that like are like, you know what,
now, what
Greg?
Makes you think Glenn isn't telling the truth?
I bet Glenn is.
I think Glenn likes torturing me and Greg torturing me. He doesn't give a damn about Barney.
Did I ever play the Barney about divorce?
Yes, every time we're on, Greg.
I don't know that I've heard that. You put it back on.
Look at Glenn.
Would you like to hear it, Glenn? I'll play it at the end of the next
episode. Glenn is brown-nosing big time.
Yeah, Glenn, what ulterior motives do you have here?
Glenn wants to win a contest.
Glenn, we're not doing any Bomb Hours names. Your name isn't the name of the hour.
And those are the listeners you want that aren't calling to win a prize or to qualify for something. You want people who are there to be there for you. Or something like that.
It's all right, Glenn. We can agree to disagree on the Barney issue, but...
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Maybe we can split him two or three every hour. It'll be fine. You'll
this is why I asked for opinions. Glenn, I can't thank you enough.
Thanks for calling, Glenn.
I'll buy you a beer at Bomb Hours if you show up. Here's Joel.
Yeah, you got another fan for Barney, but it's not...
Joel!
It's not me. It's my 2.5-year-old granddaughter.
That's fair.
She loves it when you play Barney.
So they're educational for her,
that's
too.
That's fair.
Yes, they are.
I will not allow my 2-year-old son to listen to the Greg Budell show because I'm scared of what he might pick up.
What?
He does. Every once in a while, he does let something slip, don't he?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about Greg. I'm worried about Dana and I.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, well, y'all have a great day.
You too, thanks.
I didn't realize that. 272-9228 if you want in. We're Joey's making this federal case out of Barney, and everybody hates it, except we've never really asked the listeners. If I heard from enough people en masse and not some organized, you know, little millennial campaign from you.
You
and
mean the
minions.
Campaign that you literally just started with the three of us that are going to... pour all of our energy into banning the Barney?
I want to know. I want spontaneity.
You want the Smithsonian Channel schedule? Is that what it is?
Get it. After you answer that second call, this is Paul. Let's see what Paul says.
I don't like Barney.
Yeah!
Boom. Hey, thanks, Paul.
And which one's from Columbus?
That's Dana. This is Dana Delk. I'm from Columbus.
Okay. That was my last duty station. I retired in the Air Force there, so.
Yes, a surprising amount of Air Force people come through Columbus.
Is that base still there?
It is.
Okay, good.
Yep, it is.
Well, okay. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you for your call, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Here, let's get a female take on this. Jessica.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry, but the Barney's got to go.
Yeah! Boom.
Well, this is a late turn in the poll.
We're tied. 2-2.
Thank you, Jessica.
We appreciate your call.
Every time it comes on, I have to turn it off.
Boom. See, you're losing listeners.
Oh, no.
You just see Greg's face falling.
Thank you for your honesty and the bravery to call and tell Greg how horrible the Barney bits are.
Thanks for...
You're welcome.
Yeah, Jessica.
We appreciate your honesty.
We appreciate it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Greg!
I didn't do that deliberately.
No, he didn't.
Not to Jessica, for crying out loud. She's a goddess. Randy, she's wrong. But
no Barney, Greg.
Woo!
Yes!
I mean, my grandkids like Barney, but they don't shop at any of the advertisers.
He's got a point.
He does have a very important point.
Does have a point.
That was it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, now we've really opened up a can of worms here. Now,
hashtag ban Barney.
Ban Barney.
Let's see what Cooter says. He's a reason.
Cooter, don't let me down.
I'm the most level-headed caller you ever get, and you know that.
Yes.
And I love Joey, you know that.
Yes.
But Joey doesn't want to make me choose between him and Barney.
Oh, Cooter.
I think we're still one ahead on the band, Barney.
I think Cooter ties us up.
No.
We're about three up now.
I think we are.
All right, y'all have
never doubt the Cooter. Never doubt the Cooter.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
We're still in by
that
Joey.
Is wise, actually, Greg.
This is Donkey Lori.
Yes.
Hi there, Donkey Lori.
Hey there. Honeydew got adopted.
Honeydew got adopted, and
Ban Barney.
Yeah.
Hashtag Ban Barney.
Barney is like one, like when you hear it, it takes an act of God to get the voice out of your head.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It does.
Like, Greg is losing listeners by continuing to play it on Wednesdays.
Well, he'll never lose me as a listener, but. And I just turn it down, so I just don't.
See, I'm Barney-proof. That's how popular I am.
Nails on the chalkboard, y'all. Nails on the chalkboard.
We feel you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and I'm so glad that Honeydew got adopted. That's wonderful news. All right, let's see what Terry has to say.
I love Barney.
Back up one for me.
You talk about Barney fast, right?
Boo!
What
do you call right there? The forbidden fruit.
Mm-hmm. You're not talking about that cartoon Barney, are you? That clown.
Because he hates the cartoon Barney.
The big purple suit Barney, that guy?
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. That guy really, can't stand him. I turn him off.
Boom.
All right, Terry, thanks. Old buddy. Smooth operator.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I have to go with Barney Rock. Sometimes you just have to have things laid out where the cows can get to it. Barney all the way.
Barney all the way.
Can't do this, Barney.
Look, it's the way he addresses the tough situations in life, you know? That's
right. It'd be nice for us to hide from all that, those tough situations, but that's not reality. So every once in a while, it's just a nice reminder that especially people in our generation, a little younger, to learn from somebody more wise like yourself, Mr. Greg.
Thank you, Smooth Operator.
No problem. Have a good one.
This is amazing. Look at how many calls we've had on this, prompted by Delk and Tomlinson.
It's a hot topic issue. It's a hot topic issue, Greg.
Their number is
811. We have a traffic update.
Oh.
Well, but our number still is 819-4810.
Let me see if I can find a Barney about bad traffic.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Yes, terrible wreck on Zelda Road as it turns into Ann Street going northbound, right where the interstate off-ramp is.
At the worst possible time of
and
day.
And they're also doing, paving over there, too. So, again, Zelda Road northbound as it turns into Ann Street right near the interstate. Terrible wreck going northbound.
I hope everybody's okay. Is everybody all right?
I don't know. It's just, slowing us down. It's inconvenient. It's an inconvenience, all right?
All right, we appreciate the update.
Terrible.
We'll get down to the traffic dungeon here in just a moment. And boy, this is like a jury, waiting for a jury verdict here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The continuation of Barney the Dinosaur on this show is in doubt.
Right? And opinion is at least more mixed than you thought it was going to
be. Yeah, you were like, oh, everybody loves Barney. No, not
everybody.
Well,
wait a minute. Now, this is, if I'm going to get a deciding vote, this is a man who knows show business, and I'm going to see what Master Thespian has to say.
All right.
Let's welcome him with a big Warhawk greeting.
All right. I'm going to say, definitively, Barney is a demon from hell.
Yes!
Think about it.
Thank you.
When you watch the program, what do the children do? They sing the song to bring him into our dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes them places and does fun things with them.
Hashtag anti-Jesus.
It's not a good thing.
Ban the Barney.
How do you like them apples, Greg?
Boom.
I can't.
Well, see? I may not like them apples, but it's still my bushel, punk.
Birdie duper.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just thought it sounded really good.
Okay.
But it always creeps me out. My children love watching the Barney
No,
thing.
Don't let them do that. Don't let them do
it. It creeps me out when I was watching it going, what is going on here? What are you doing? You take the little toy, you sing the little song, shimmeree, shimmera, and he shows up.
It's
just not good. You do not invite people into your house. You don't know who they are. So, I'm saying no to Barney.
There we go, Greg. There you go.
No,
that was the deciding vote.
And you put all your eggs in one basket, and look what happened.
And I've even put on a Barney suit and pretended to be Barney once in my life.
Stop, Master Thespian letting you down.
Oh, hey, I do all sorts of strange things for money. Just let me tell you. yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Greg. I'm sorry.
You don't have to. It's a safe place.
I'm going to give you a big war hug goodbye.
You don't have to apologize.
Okay. Bye.
Tonight at 7 p.m. on the Smithsonian Channel.
Yes.
Aerial America, Washington, D.C.
It really just sounded like you just said Areola America.
That's a whole other show.
I can't wait for the Smithsonian Channel to do a series on the downfall of Barney.
And then at 8 p.m., no, Black Hole Hunter.
It'll be like a big dinosaur excavation. It'll be a big purple thing. What's the next one?
A Black Hole Hunters.
After the Areola show?
Wow.
That escalated quite quickly.
You could not have played that. Like, you could not have, like, played that better. Like, you couldn't have designed that any better.
Then at 9 p.m. when whales walk journeys in deep time.
Yeah. Still, you do run into that sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Don't look at me when you say when whales walk, okay?
I wasn't commenting.
Thanks.
On the cosmetics here.
Thanks, Joey.
You're welcome, Greg.
Don't forget to join us at Bomb Hours tonight after the show.
So sad.
Wah, wah.
May as well see what Duke has to say about all this chaos.
Hey, Greg, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to go with the... when he comes on, it reminds me of John DeVoe, so I changed the channel.
Hashtag ban Barney.
Ban Barney again. That may be the most compelling statement so far. Holy cow.
Today, when Joey took over Dan's show, he said, who's on the line? And it was John DeVoe, and I was like, click. But anyway.
Poor John DeVoe.
Poor John.
I love y'all's show, though.
We appreciate the
Thanks
call.
Thanks for calling in.
443, there's a company with Tomco we're so proud to have had for an advertiser now for a decade. That's Gulf States Mobility at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. They make miracles happen there. They restore choices there to people who have caught the worst break in life, and that's a loss of mobility. 99% of the time, it is not. They just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, got broadsided by a car, found themselves in traction, facing many, many steps back to some level of normalcy in life. Gulf States Mobility, in those situations, because each one is so unique, takes an individual approach to restore choices, including the driving option. Digital command technologies have allowed people to drive who were told by a doctor, you'll never get behind the wheel of a car again, but now they can. And for the mental aspect of recovery from any type of injury that limits mobility, that's so important, to be able to feel like I have choices, I can do more for myself than I might have at one other time. This is what they do. They make the home safe and accessible again, so people don't have to leave the home that they love. They do customized motorized equipment because, again, a one-size-fits-all approach just doesn't work in the field at which they have proven themselves to be the very best. Their number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook when you get a chance. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. Incredible work at Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at the traffic this afternoon, and we have an accident on I-85 northbound. It is at Ann Street, and it is blocking the left lane, so please be careful if you're passing through that area. Otherwise, the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There are no big problems on the boulevard, but there's a lot of traffic out there, so watch yourself around the intersections. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, you've got a smooth ride. We don't see a bit of problems for you this afternoon. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota. Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, the major average is closing in the green after the Federal Reserve left its key interest rate unchanged and signaled that no cuts are coming for this year unless economic conditions weaken. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
In light of increased uncertainties and muted inflation pressures, we now emphasize that the committee will closely monitor the implications of incoming information for the economic outlook and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion with a strong labor market and inflation near its 2% objective.
The central bank is also penciling in one interest rate cut for next year, with the Dow rising 38 points, NASDAQ up 33, S&P 500 up 9. And Panera Bread is making a move to expand beyond the breakfast and lunch crowd, the chain announcing that it will be testing its new dinner-centric menu in restaurants in Lexington, Kentucky in July before expanding to locations in Providence, Rhode Island in September. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you. They just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you. Awesome.
A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you.
manipulating you. Dog's eyes showing you affection. He's looking at
So there, you happy?
Victory is very, mine.
Very happy.
I think you should send him a bill.
Who?
The law firm of Delkin Tomlinson. No, should send Joey a bill because unless you want to call this pro bono,
yeah,
you just put an end to his torture with Barney.
He's welcome.
Thank you so much.
We are at 4:52. I don't know what it is. When you two come into the studio, the clock spins like a freaking propeller. And we find ourselves at the end of our playtime. Did we figure out when you're coming back?
We are coming back July 10th.
That's next month.
Well, we had a conflict on the 3rd.
Yeah, that's a week. God, those are radio hell weeks. When you have a major holiday like the 4th on a Thursday, you know, Friday's a complete waste of time. And most people are going to turn that into a full week off.
Well, we're going to get the 4-day weekend, though. So it kind of works for us.
Yeah. I'll be back from visiting Mademoiselle Goose in time to get a bonus day off. And we're... All right. Here's another comment on the Barney thing from Jake. Where's Facebook Messenger? I got to come clean. Barney is questionable, sir. I do try to learn from those wiser than I, though. I really just like it because of Joey's reaction.
Yep. That's what I thought.
Uh-huh. tell the ladies I may need them soon, please.
We are here to help.
And then glad you're feeling better. And I am, but now Jay is... apparently out for tomorrow, so it's going around. Let's talk a little bit about the work you do, Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law, and I should play this, so Dana's pleased.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you.
They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but is it okay if I say that if somebody wants rock-solid representation, tenacious representation?
Yes, you can say that.
Yeah, I mean, we represent some of your female friends.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Oh, believe me.
Well, thank you.
Believe me. I've heard rave reviews.
Well, good. That makes us happy.
But yeah, we do divorce, child custody, child support.
Adoptions, domestic violence, grandparents' issues.
Yeah, anything that has to do with your family, your marriage, or your kids, we're here.
Another one more thing I would like to bring up, though. I think a lot of people understand. We also do juvenile work, dependency issues. So if, you know, issues with the Department of Human Resources or anything that has to do with the juvenile court of any county, we do juvenile work. And a lot of people don't understand that you may need a lawyer in situations like that. And a lot of times it goes overlooked until you get to court and you realize, oh, no, I need a lawyer. And then your case is continued And those cases can be kind of messy and very emotional. So keep that in mind. If you or anybody you know has a what's called a dependency case, or the Department of Human Resources for any county is involved with you and your family, you may want to come talk to us.
When somebody says, and I'm not saying to Jake specifically, but suppose somebody does have a situation that could go that way, do you recommend a consultation before the you know what hits the fan?
Yeah,
absolutely. And that way we can get in there on the ground floor and we can tell you, you know, our advice and kind of help you make decisions that may affect the outcome of your case later on. And the earlier that we can get in, the earlier we can affect your decision-making, and the better we can set you up.
Excuse me, I'm having a little bit of a...
We have people come in all the time and have sit-down consultations with us and just say things like, they tell us up front, like, hey, I don't want this divorce, or I don't know if I need a divorce. I just want to come in and get some information. And we're going to sit down with you and we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on. And Dana, she's going to cut me the side eye here in a minute. But there's been a couple of times where people have come into our office and I've straight up looked at them and said, you don't need a divorce. You need X, Y, or Z. You need to go to a marriage counselor. You need to go to a counselor yourself. You need to go talk to your rabbi or your minister or your priest. Or a lot of things happen in a consultation. So if you think you might need a lawyer, or you want to inquire about how to legally protect yourself, kind of the do's and don'ts. Can I record them? What do I do if I'm recording them and they ask me if I'm recording them? Those types of questions you may have. What do I do if my spouse says, get out and leave the kids? What do I do? Come call us, because it is so much easier to deal with issues on the front end than playing cleanup on the back end.
And the best time to build a case is when there is no case.
We can give you some tricks.
Well, someone who may be anticipating the possibility, you can also tell them which ducks they need to get lined up in a row.
And here's the thing, like, if you think your spouse might be getting some ducks in a row, pull your head out of the sand and realize that, you know, this crazy train is about to hit you, and you need to make sure that you are adequately prepared, because when your emotions are at a 10, you're not going to be thinking clearly.
And by the way, always mention News Talk 93.1 FM when you make the appointment for the consultation, and take advantage of the discount they offer to you, our News Talk listeners. And I guess I'll have to just be patient and wait for July 10th.
Well, you know, you can always call us to fill in on the morning show if necessary. Maybe you'll see us before that.
Well, I got to tell you, you were just amazing.
I was exhausted.
And
I know, and I appreciate so much that she was willing to do that two mornings in a row while I was out of town. Like,
love,
you know,
right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Playing putt-putt.
Because I didn't get the nice afternoon nap. Like, I didn't get that, like, oh, this is Greg, I'm going to sleep from this time to this time. I got the let me leave here and then go to work till 5 o'clock, pick up my kid, and then go home and, like, be on my third job of the day. So it was a long couple days, but I had the most fun.
We did, too. We really appreciate it. And
and they got cookies, Dana. They got cookies.
Well, and now you got us on going on keto, by the way.
Yes. Which, if the little nugget will go down tonight, I'm going to try to make a keto pound cake. And if I do, I might swing by and drop one off for Roz, because I know she's
into it. She's studying it. You're like her role model.
I told her to message me anytime.
Well, we appreciate you both. Again, their number is 819-4810. The website is divorceformenalabama.com. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, we thank you.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services